there's this rush to consume and to control all the resources of the world and to control all the rest of us until the planet can't support us anymore. But then they're prepared for what, you know, to still be on top. And which is, it seems so insane. And what do we do? There's just a handful. What did you say earlier? There's an article with the 1,400 top billionaire, or there's only 1,400 billionaires. So that's a handful of people. Maybe we need to just start calling them out and talking to them and be like, hey, what's up? Because in there, you know, those are the people who are trying to stay on top, you know, and pull the puppet strings. And we have the power of the internet. You know, when we saw the Egyptian revolution, we saw individuals getting up, posting videos, making calls to action. In this country, we had people in the military calling out celebrities, you know, to go on dates. So why can't we do that towards those who think they run everything, to engage in a public online media discussion to those who are trying to run us into the ground? Because you're right, the Raven, and everyone feels this. This is a train that is gathering steam, and we're going downhill. And so we need to be planning ourselves and talking and discussing. But again, like I have this anger and I have this rage, and I feel like I need to say something to somebody, you know, and it's very hard, right? Who do we, what face do we put on what we're experiencing? And that's something that's really difficult. I just don't understand it, you know. I don't understand that perspective of amassing so much wealth, and how do you, you know, justify that? So maybe, hopefully, the day of reckoning, when things get to the point where it has to change and we're creating the world that we want, perhaps those 1,400 individuals can share some light as to what the heck they were smoking.
You know, that's a really good point. But I also believe even more important than calling them out is for us to begin addressing the internalization of discipline, power in us, addressing the things in our heads that gets in the way. Because if we aren't ready by, in terms of our own internal growth as human beings, to claim our ownership of the earth and of our own bodies, if we aren't ready, if we haven't grown up, we will be conned back into accepting the same old thing by these 1,400 people or 10,000. Because it's not just about money. It's not about amassing wealth. But I think those who are pulling the strings have a different vision than simply having the most money. I think every human being wants to believe they are contributing to the onward development of the species. And I believe they have a completely different concept of what a human being is, a different concept of what's possible. I believe that it's the same thinking that we have been struggling with at least since Plato, that there are natural masters and natural slaves. And if you allow the slaves to start making decisions, they will ruin everything. That those who are pulling the strings created civilization, quote unquote. They take personal responsibility for all the creative accomplishments of the species. And we have to start talking about that, because my personal belief is that you can see power's MO by what they do right now. That's why I use Nikola Tesla as an example in Waking Up, just to show, here's a concrete example. Think about it. Power has laid claim to what Nikola Tesla did. That is what they have done from day one. Whenever we create things, they rush in. That's why part of the reason they want everything to be commodified, so that they can own it. Once it's turned into a commodity, they buy it, and then they wait for historical memory to fade. We don't even remember, you know, the roots of these creative ideas. All we see is the corporate logo. So corporations exist to forward that process of shifting in our minds the provenance, the root of all that creativity from us, because we create everything, to them. And so it is our own deep disempowerment that I think we have to confront. Because the reality is, if our minds change, who cares what these 1,400 think? They are literally irrelevant. So that's why they make such a concerted, ongoing, relentless effort to shut down discussion. Whenever we, on a broader scale, start trying to talk to each other so that we can share information and ideas.